What's up, amigo? Feliz Navidad, dude.
You holiday ready? Did you do any rapping last night? Yeah,
so I heard the guys talking about some things, and the holidays are a little bit tough. We're about to put our dog down. It's brutal, man. And you guys know how I feel about it, right? Like, if you adopt, like, I adopted a dog, so I feel like my ideology and thought process is, I'm here to provide life. I'm here to provide, you know, whatever I can do to make her happy and give her a quality of life. Problem is that her quality of life is really poor right now, right? She can't walk around. She literally can't walk. She pees and she has the will to live. She pees and poops outside still, but I have to physically carry her out there for her to get it done. We found her under the bed this morning because she fell out of her bed and couldn't even get up to get out from underneath the bed.
Yeah.
It's time, right? It sucks. But ultimately, like, I've been struggling because it's like, when do I make that? Like, if I am in control and decide her life for her, like, when do I, like, I want to give her as much opportunity as possible. Like, she shattered her shoulder. So I'm just thinking, like, that's it. Maybe if she can, you know, recover and heal her shattered shoulder somehow. She don't let the vet touch her. She won't let anybody touch her, right? Because she's in so much pain. But she's also 12. Clearly, it's just me, dude. Like, I'm struggling with the decision to call it quits. But, man, it's tough. It's absolutely tough.
It's extremely hard, man. We've got, I've mentioned it before, I think we've got five little boxes here. And each one, it's had to have been, you know, one of those situations. We've got two. Yeah, well, we got them younger dogs now, but that's the funny thing about it. With these two, I start thinking about them as they're ruining my show.
It's their world too, bro. It's their world too. They're allowed to talk and get into the conversation.
One of them's gotten to 10 years old, and I'm like, damn, you know, it's rough, man. It really is. I told you yesterday, man, this time of year makes it even harder.
It is. It's true. Because, I mean, like, you just want the whole family there, you know, like, yeah, that's just all it is. And the thing is, like, she's confusing me with her will to live. Like, she wants to continue to go, or she's telling me, it feels like she's telling me that she wants to go on by eating. She still has an appetite. Yeah. She still wants to go outside and pee and poop. She just can't physically walk because of the shoulder. So that's why I'm giving her just a cup, you know, a week or so to make sure, you know, that everything's okay. If everything's fine and she can get up and walk around, we're going to continue to go on, man. She'll have a better quality of life. But the past 2 weeks, it's been brutal and she hasn't gotten any better.
Yeah. Well, I will tell you, this is a great point right here.
Thanks, I appreciate it, guys. Thank you. And yeah, like, the past 2 days, like, it's just been me and her poolside just hanging out. And
yeah,
she's been on gabapentin, trazodone, and CBD and treats. That's all she's been getting, dude.
My shadow that I used to call him, my big old lab shepherd mix, you know, I mean, that dude, I mean, you want to talk about a wingman. I mean, that guy was always with me. And when it came to that time to where we had to do that, I mean, there was just no way around it. They came and you know, we wanted to make it as comfortable for him as possible. And the ladies are like, so what did you guys do? And I said, well, he always sat around and watched me eat and drink beer. And she's like, you want to let him have some beer? I'm like, that's probably not good for him, right? And they said,
I mean, if it's his last, I mean, it's the last couple of days, dude.
Doesn't really matter. So I finally got to drink a beer with that guy on his last day and give him chocolate and all that good stuff. So
yeah, I mean, if she can walk and chase the squirrels and shit, like, we're gonna continue on. But if she can't, then we're gonna have to say goodbye. She's 12. Well, you know what I mean?
You mentioned yesterday that kind of the mind functioning was still there,
she is complete. Like, the lights are still on. That's what's confusing me, man.
That's the hard part. Yeah.
And if she would just let a damn vet see her and just, you know, provide some type of medical administration, she'd be okay. So
yeah. Does she get paranoid, like, going to the vet and doing all that?
Oh yeah, she's tons of trauma. Tons of trauma in this dog's life, dude.
Tail between the legs.
Yeah. Queen bee, man. We rescued her. But anyways, Merry Christmas to everybody. If you guys are dealing with anything.
I had one dog. What he would do, I mean, the dude hated going to the vet. I mean, he absolutely hated going to the vet. And so what he would do, each time that we would take him in there, over here to Great Oaks, we would take him to the Great Oaks, and he would go walking up in there, and, you know, you're kind of having to tug on him to get him in there.
Sure, yeah.
Get him in the door, and that dude would lay a massive shit right there as he'd walk inside the door. It's like, come on, man. It's not that big.
No, she doesn't shit like in for nerves or anything like that. She usually holds that shit in. She usually just barks. She does not like people touching her. That's just it. Like, it's either me or my son are the only ones that can touch her.
And that's kind of cool, isn't it? It's cool,
but it's also, it's just like, man, it sucks that she's that kept up or that wound up to where she can't trust anybody.
Yeah.
Right? Like, that's what sucks. She's going to be okay, and we're going to be fine. Everybody's going to be good.
That's the thing, Wags, when we get these people, because to me, they're people. I'm sorry. Last thought on
that. Oh, they are.
When we get them, there's no telling the trauma that they've been through. So when we're like giving them that,
especially if you rescue them, right? If you're rescuing a dog, you know,
you kind of get a little bit of backstory on them when you get them, you know, from wherever. Like we got,
but it ain't the real story. You ain't getting a real story.
I know. Well,
they're telling you whatever they can say to sell you the dog or get the dog. Yeah,
my little girl that I got here, they said she's fully. They gave us the wrong age. She was supposed to be older than she was. She wasn't. She's fully trained. No, she wasn't. None of that. So yeah, it's anyway. So yeah,
it's nothing. But you know what? It's the best job. It's one of the best jobs in the world to have. You know,
it is
providing life and providing care.
So, that's right.
What do you want to get into first, man? We got a lot to wrap up with the NFL. Had a good Sunday night or Monday night football rather. Hey, guess who limped in and kind of found their way into the fantasy championship with Jacoby Brissett.
Nice. There you go. The brisket.
Weird.
The
brisket prevails. Type of year. We'll put a bow on this bad boy, man. A few things to break down. We didn't get into a lot of NFL yesterday, man. We were kind of doing a little bit of the QVC.
A little distracted.
Jay, by the way, Jay, my wife absolutely loves the gifts that you gave, except for the foot cream. I'm sure she'll like the foot cream in due time when it starts to pay dividends for her husband. But still, she loves the El Royo float. Fantastic, Jay. Thank you so much.
They're so great there. And as usual, when I had a list of things that I thought that I'm like, maybe at Sue Patrick, I'm going to get something for so-and-so. I walked out with three things that I actually purchased all for me, this being one of them. So it's, and thank you, Jay, for the, got a good deal on this cap. Check them out.
I have one item left to get, and it's for my son. And And I'm whispering because it's in the next room, right? What constitutes when you can get another set of clubs or your first set of clubs, right? He's played 20 rounds of golf, okay?
Yeah.
He's played 20, and he's been very serious about this season. Not this season, but like this year, he's played before, but this year he's played with his buddies pretty frequently, right? I mean, at least 20 rounds this season. Do you think $400, $500 on a set of clubs is reasonable? Get him a set of top flights from.
Well, that's what I was going to say. The set that I'm playing with right now, I've got some top flights that I got from. I mean, they don't advertise here, but Dick's Sporting Goods.
Sure.
And I got them at the right time, and it was right around $300. And it was a set of 13. They said 13 pieces. They kind of tricked me because three of them were head covers. So those constituted pieces. So I got the irons, I got a driver, I got a hybrid. And then I added a couple of hybrids.
Sure, you get some piece clubs put in there.
I would think the whole thing is if there's a – how old are his current clubs? Because that was my thing.
He's using mine.
Oh, yeah. My clubs were so old. And it was like – and that's what constituted it for me is that if I'm going to continue to play golf and I have to do it for work a lot of times, it's like I need to be swinging shit that was made in the 2000s.
So he's like, here's the thing. Like, I don't want to go – I don't want to take him to play it again sports and like get him somebody else's clubs. I want to get him his own set of clubs.
Right. Get him from Top Flights. Seriously, they're not bad. I mean, I saw pings
on sale too. Like ping irons are on sale as well. So
there's some refurbished sites too where you can
get. Taylor, there's some TaylorMade's out. TaylorMade's a good club.
Yeah,
TaylorMade's. Absolutely. They got the irons on sale right now for $400. So
Because for me with golf,
that's,
it's like
that's a little pricey for your first set of clubs. But
I mean, yeah, it's kind of like a gradual progression to where I got the better clubs. And again, they're not great clubs, but and I clean them up. You know, I've got the little thing to clean them. But actually now I use good ball
maintenance.
Yeah. Now I use like super soft balls. I've got a small subscription to get new balls because I'm able to play around without losing a ball now. It's not that I'm shooting well, but I just don't lose the ball. So, but yeah, if he's into it, that's only going to make it bigger, dude.
Rodney, give me 1 second. I got to help out my son and my wife with a dog real quick. Give me one second.
Oh, yeah. No problem. So while Wags does that, we can dive in a little bit to the Monday Night Football that we talked about. And you guys feel free to mention right there as well and hit us up on the Coda text line at 222-9328. With that golf question, what constitutes the time to go ahead and make that move to a new set of sticks? Because I know as I started playing a little bit more, I go out with a couple of guys and they're like, how old are those clubs? You need something. And again, I'm playing with dudes that are playing with badass clubs. And they're like, don't go out and buy something like this. Go out and find something. And that's where I kind of did my searching. And it really is a good buy at Dick's Sporting Goods. Again, they should sponsor and be paying for this time because good setup. But I'm a lefty. So that's where it gets really hard, where it got really hard for me, because I had to go in and to try to figure out a good golf club. Yes, and on the swing. I mean, that's the whole thing about it. I mean, my thing, Rob, is that like when I swing a golf club, to me, I'm sure that this could be overcome if I wanted to spend a lot of money and go out and have custom clubs made to where I always feel like I'm slumping over and my shoulders aren't back. Because I'm having to slump over the club just feels short, especially an iron. When I go with my 7 iron, it's like I get over the ball and I got to remember to get on the balls of my feet. And I just kind of feel like I'm like squunched over.
My clubs that I have are at least 10 years that I have now, right? At least. And here's the thing, like, I don't mind him using my own club or my clubs, but, you know, like, they're my club. Like, I don't want to go grab my bag and have an iron bent or an iron busted up, you know?
No, I totally get that, to where that those are kind of, and that's what one guy told me when I was really kind of starting to play a little bit more, to where it's like, do you do maintenance on your clubs after a round? Do you clean them? Do you? I'm like, fuck no, I just throw them in the back of the car, and then if I ever need them, I get them out again.
You gotta scrub them off. Yeah. You don't have your little brush right there.
Oh, I got the one with.
Or you don't put the club heads in the.
I got the little squirter. You squirt it with water, yeah. and then you wipe it off. Yeah, I'm all into it now. It's
so yeah. I saw that too. The PGA Superstore. I you know wanted to go check that out also, but trying to find some clubs where there's you know a decent set of clubs for a discounted rate. You know what I mean? Like, I don't mind spending $400 on clubs, but if I'm gonna spend $400 on clubs, I'm gonna get myself something.
Oh, that's. That was the thing for me, to where it's like, I mean, and we talk about justifying, and this is more, I guess, justifying the budget, to where it's like golf clubs. Yeah, I had to find those, and again, it's a very good set.
But if you're playing over 20 rounds, you deserve a set of clubs, right? I guess that's the
absolutely.
Question.
Okay. Absolutely. Because it is, because that's the whole thing, like you said, Wags, if you have, like the clubs that Reed is using, those are your clubs.
Right. Like,
those feel good,
and I ain't playing with like Callaways or anything crazy like that, man. I have some pings, so
yeah.
They're pings a decent club, but I mean, like, I ain't, you know, I don't have like a $1,500 bag or anything like that. Like, yeah. There's, or I don't have custom clubs either, too. Like, if he continues on with it, and then maybe we'll get him some custom clubs and stuff like that.
Yeah. Look, checking in, man, right, you're here.
The best. Thank you so much, man. We can't wait to come again. Thank you.
He does listen. I guess the burning question, did you put the foot cream on last night?
It is in the beautification thing. What the hell do they call it? The thing where the mirror goes. I don't know.
Oh, in the little pantry thing.
Yeah, whatever. My wife calls it something special. I can't think of the name of it, though.
Yeah. But indeed. Anyway. Best hat ever. You can get one of these at 2 Patrick too. 52.
The Vanity. That's what it is. It's called the Vanity. She calls it the Vanity.
The Vanity. SuPatrick.com.
The Vanity. All right. Well, what do you want to get into first? You want to break down this crazy, hellacious weekend in NFL that we had, and then hell, we got NFL to talk about on Christmas Day too. So, and Christmas Day basketball, baby. You know the season starts for all you novice fans. I ain't been watching that much NBA either. So
I've watched the Spurs. I've watched the Spurs. All into it again.
Watch the Wizards because of. I just need a team. I need a team to root for. I need a team to pull for. I'm trying to root for the Wizards because of a whole town type of vibe. It's just not happening though. I can't. I can't jump from the Wizards to the Spurs and be like, oh, yeah, it's because of Wimby. You know, I'm ready to jump on, a dynastic organization that usually, you know, wins 20 years in a row. No, I'm not doing
There's
that.
Room.
I'm not going to the dark side of ego. I can't do that.
We can ride side by side. Me and my primo. Come on, man. Right down the road. Old Man River. Look. My wife walked in last night. She was over there singing Christmas carols, wrapping Christmas presents. And she walks in and she's like, Rivers is on the screen. She goes, that guy looks like you. That guy looks old and fat.
He looks like he's playing in an alumni game, right?
Tell
you what, he struck first, though.
Couple times.
Here's the thing. The Colts are, and you were kind of right about this, too, right? Like with the 49ers, the Colts, we kind of knew the Colts would kind of fade away and kind of tail off a little bit. And I'm not saying that it was all leaning on the shoulders and productivity of Daniel Jones, but you have to question the scarcity and the play of the quarterback in that locker room if you're going out and getting Phillip Rivers after 5-year hiatus, right? Like, and then ultimately you can't be putting your chips chairing a prayer just on that, right? And then have Rivers come to the table and thinking that everything's going to be okay. Like, it's just not going to work like that, right? You were trending on a downcline, and it's going to continue to happen that way. You can sit there and make a great storyline from Phil Rivers with Old Man Rivers and stuff like that. It's still too little too late, and there's just not enough to compete with. And we saw it against San Francisco, they've been struggling mightily and battling, the war of attrition this year too. And they're somehow, I don't get it, because you're right about them, right? I've tried to write them off.
They are scary, man.
They just win somehow. Like, they don't have the piece. They have McCaffrey. They have Kittle, who's busted up and hurt now too. They got Jennings isn't supposed to be able to do that, put the wide receiver core on his shoulders and take him for flight. It's not supposed to happen like this. And five touchdowns from Brock Purdy?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Now, two of them came from, he's doing a lot of the Charlie checkdowns, hitting McCaffrey and stuff. But, I mean, still, like, it's working. It's flowing for San Francisco. So, I guess they're just, they're growing where they're planted, man. They're using what they know. And it's one without Brandon Ayuk, too. I mean, this is just the madness of a season for San Francisco. And they still are able to find ways to win.
And on the defensive side, I mean, they're depleted on the defensive side as well. And they just – did I hear correct last night when they said that the 49ers haven't punted the ball in a game since November?
I didn't hear that stuff.
I think I heard that at the end.
That cannot be correct.
I think I heard that in that interview with Brock Purdy. And this is where with the 49ers, they just hang around enough. And look, if there's any question here about Kyle Shanahan being able to unite a team and get them through, his coaching ability, with everything that we've seen this year with the deficiencies. And again, their schedule has been horrendous, and it doesn't get any better. I mean, they can still win. They can still have the number one seed in the NFC, but they play the Bears and Seattle. So we get a little playoff preview before the playoffs coming up right there with these teams. And
man, you got to feel like Seattle can beat. I feel like Seattle's a better team than San Francisco. I keep saying this. I keep listen to me now. I'm writing San Francisco without them even getting to the fight. Right. Right. So,
yeah. Yeah. But you look at this team without Fred Warner.
I mean, they have, but my point is they have a fighter's chance. That's just it. They show up every damn time that they go out there and knock the piss out of people, man. It's weird. And when you think that they're going to be on the receiving end of it. They're the one that's actually delivering it. So
it's like you just keep seeing players go down. And it's been this way for like 2.5 years, it seems like. I mean, it's not just now. And they're still hanging around right there. And Brock Purdy last night, I mean, that truly was, I mean, a great effort from him. And but you got to say with Phillip Rivers, with the Colts, I mean, the Colts, and I keep seeing they fell off the ledge. They were 7-1. Look, man, reality set in.
It's what happened. Well, it's not so much reality. It's the fact that you lost your sizzling quarterback, that he just happened to reemerge, and it was kind of a diamond in the rough because the quarterback situation was Richardson, I believe, going into the year. That was going to be the man. Like,
yeah. Yeah.
So, I mean, and like Riley Leonard was drafted as, you know, the third round to kind of help everything kind of come together. And, you know, Daniel Jones was there on a discount. And sure enough, you were able to turn shit into gold, man. So, it was rough for Daniel Jones. And, you know, now it's rough for the Colts without him. So, again, great shout out to Phil Rivers. It's fun to see you come back and try and make things work. It's just crazy to think that, you know, they weren't able to beat San Francisco, because really, like, you ask yourself again, like, who in the hell does San Francisco have outside of George Kittle and outside of Christian McCaffrey? Really not much on offense, but Brock Purdy somehow making it happen.
He is, man.
Jennings, Robinson, who else got into the mix last night? I think that was it.
Well, and that's kind of where we go to the Colts, how the Colts have kind of fallen off.
Kittle. I left Kittle out too.
Yeah. Kittle, I mean, pivotal grab.
We'll see the status on Kittle too. Kittle took a knock in the game last night, messed up his ankle. We'll see what his status is coming off of the morning.
That's okay. If he's hurt, they'll be fine. They'll be fine. But
that's been the trend, right? Whatever injury bug that comes up against them, they usually find a way to kind of, you know, make things happen.
And so with that NFL conversation with the Colts kind of falling off right there, that kind of brings up to what the AFC South, man, I'm finding it really hard to not buy into Jacksonville. I'm like, Jacksonville's going to get bounced in the first round of the playoffs. Man, they seem pretty legit, my brother. Mr. Long Hair, Mr. Beautiful Hair,
Mr. Sunshine, yeah,
Trevor Lawrence.
Jacksonville is legit, man.
Seems like it.
But how many years or how many weeks in a row now have they put up over 30 points? Do you have that pulled up by any chance?
I don't have it pulled up. I can find it. And that was the thing for me, because just when I was starting to think how they were not as productive, to kind of in the same thing with the Panthers, to where it's like they're winning games, but
I didn't know if it was real or not, if it was legit, right? I thought maybe they were just kind of getting lucky and winning, you know, close ball games or one score ball games. But no, you have a good point about this. I think they're actually like the margin of I don't have their differential or their margin, but I like to think that it's more than just one score, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think the last three games for a while.
Broncos are not a bad defense. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Broncos they're top five defense. So,
man, and the thing is with Liam Coyne coming in here, I mean, this dude, I mean, this was a 4-13 team last year, and now they're 11-4 and on the cusp of being in the conversation.
Denver, 34-20. All right. And the New York Jets, of course, it's the New York Jets. All right. But still, almost 50 points. That's very efficient football. 48-20. Another multi-score win, 36-19 over the Colts.
Yeah. Okay,
the struggling Colts. Of course, they were without Daniel Jones at that point. 25-3 against the Tennessee Titans. 27-24. A little bit of a stumble against the Cardinals, but that's been their closest game so far that we're pointing out. Except for Vegas, they got a 1-point margin victory against Vegas. But the Chargers, the best teams, they've played their best football. The Chargers, 35-6. They beat the Chargers 35-6. Yeah. Houston, they lost 36-29. That's going up against the best defense there. But you know, they beat the Raiders 30-29. That's a little bit of an anomaly of the game, right? Only beating the Raiders by one. But then San Francisco 26-21, and then Houston again with the split game, the other split game, 17-10. That's a one score victory. Carolina 26-10, and then they lost to the Bengals. 31-27. So it's been
crazy.
A weird little bit of a peaks and valley of a year for Jacksonville, but ultimately I would say they've been playing some pretty damn good football, man. Even with their wins, have been emphatic wins, right? Mm-hmm. Or decisive wins rather.
And this is where I think, like, for Texans fans, to where at the beginning of the year when Indy came out of the gate and they were so strong, it you're chasing the Colts, and then of course the injuries happen and Daniel Jones goes down. But now it's Jacksonville that kind of has your goat right now, and other things aren't happening.
Jacksonville's going to be a 13-win team.
I know. And other things aren't happening good enough with the other people playing. The AFC playoff picture is getting pretty clear right now, it seems like. It's damn near settled.
Who are your favorites for the AFC?
You know, it's going to – the Jaguars, I'm buying into them a little more. And I think that it's so wide open because I think the Patriots are in a place with Mike Vrabel. And again, that's another 4-13 team. They're 12-3 right now. I mean, we're sitting here on December Christmas Eve talking about the Jaguars and the Patriots being the best teams in the AFC possibly. I think, Wags, that I'm feeling Denver. I think
I'm not.
Denver kind of feels better to me.
Denver's too inconsistent on offense for me. I think the number one team for me my favorite in the AFC is the Patriots. I think they got the most solidified team. They got it all put together defensively. I think they're tough as nails. And then on offense, they got a quarterback that's playing at an MVP level, man. Yeah,
he is.
And you could say that his toys are limited, but or maybe, you know, just one guy that can blow the doors off the secondary with Diggs there. But ultimately, they play clean football, right? That's they're going back to playing the Belichick way. Mm-hmm. Everybody just kind of doing their job, and it's kind of worked out well for them, man. I would say that they're my favorites to win the – I don't know if they're going to win the Super Bowl, but they will represent the AFC and win the – hell, it's the Hunt trophy. They will win the Lamar Hunt trophy. Right. So
I will say –
that's my prediction so far.
I will say a little part of me is thinking, because in the NFC, I'm going to stand on my ground and say I think that the 49ers are kind of the team that could sneak up on people once we get to the playoffs, because they just find ways to win. And I think some of these teams are susceptible.
How do you feel about the Bucs?
And it's just too inconsistent, man. It's like,
I mean, but Mike Evans is back though, right? They got a lot of help back on offense, though, right?
Yeah, but it just seems like
they should have beat the Panthers. Like, how are you struggling with the Panthers here?
Tampa Bay. I'd love to see Tampa Bay and Buffalo play in the Super Bowl, because it's like, okay, which one of these could you know preserve long enough in a 60-minute football game to win? But if we got a Super Bowl to me, Wags, that was the 49ers and the Chargers. The Chargers to me are a little sneaky, a little scary. And I watched them a little closer this past week because they whooped my team.
Here's the thing about the Chargers. The Chargers don't show up in big games. Or it feels like they're going back to the old Charger way, and they can't get out of their own path, right? And they step on their own dick.
Yeah.
That's what it feels
like. And I've talked to some people that it's like,
well, I mean, Buffalo's... hell, we just talked to the Jaguars wrecked them in the regular season.
Exactly. Exactly. And there are people that have told me, to me, the Bills are lurking. The Bills are waiting. The Bills are whatever.
That's true. That's true. And here's the thing too, right? You're going to play in inclement weather and bad weather, right? And usually that favors the Bills because of, obviously we know that Buffalo is just a hellacious snow palace and shit. But still, also, we talked about the Bills not having that deep threat wideout. When the weather starts to get, you know, bad and porous like this, usually you start going from inside out, right? You don't start doing the deep bombs, okay? Yeah. Usually you start implementing a lot of the tight ends, and that's been done all season long for the Buffalo Bills. They work a 13 personnel group almost every time, so come out with one back and three tight ends. So I a lot of people want to write the Bills off. I think, you know, pump the brakes on that. We're getting into playoff play. That's where, you know, Josh Allen starts playing his best football.
Yeah, yeah. So the AFC.
I say that Josh Allen's best football isn't exactly in the playoffs, is it?
Well, but it's always been the Mahomes thing.
He shows up. Yeah. It's not his poor performance. He just can't get past
just can't get there.
The Kansas City Chiefs.
And that's not going to be his problem anymore, or at least this year, because they are not a part of this. By the way, did you see the Chiefs are getting an indoor stadium in Kansas? So they'll go from Kansas City, Missouri to Kansas City, Kansas, coming up in a few years. So
no more Arrowhead. Why no? Golly, is the stadium kind of just falling apart? Like, what's
been around for a while?
But usually don't you want to keep stadiums like that places like that, kind of renovate them and keep them upright as much as possible?
I would think so, man. I mean, you that's when you talk about intimacy and home field advantage, that's like Seattle. I mean, it's very few right now where that is your spot. That is so much a part of your organization and what you've accomplished. I don't know. I think that's kind of weird, but anyway, AFC Broncos, Patriots, Jaguars, Steelers. That's your division leaders. Chargers, Bills,
and out of those, who's your favorite? Like, you still feel like the Jaguars is? Are you just prisoner of the moment, or you actually got a legitimate feeling for the Jaguars?
I think of the four division leaders, I will go with Denver simply because their defense is so solid. Because you've got a pretty solid defense right there, and I think that they'll be able to shut down. Because where I worry about as we get later into the AFC playoffs, the divisional round, that's when I start thinking Bills, Chargers. If Houston gets in, that defense is going to be really hard to handle. How do you handle that?
I feel like the weather is going to be a bitch for the Chargers, and the Chargers just won't be able to get past that, right? Yeah. Or Herbert will throw the game away. Usually that's kind of how I feel. Texans, I don't feel like the Texans have the firepower on offense to kind of keep up. They're championship caliber defense, 100%. I just don't feel like they got the Joes to get anything done on the offense. I don't know. Maybe there can be a big game between Nico, right? Nico and Stroud. Maybe that, but that exactly has to happen, right? They're not going to be able to ground and pound any team. So they're going to have to rely on the defense and then be able to do the quick strike scoring with Stroud and Nico Collins here. I can't put any stock in the Steelers. I
was just about to ask you what you thought about them. Can you legitimately see them making a run here? I just can't.
I'll give the benefit of the doubt that Rodgers knows how to play in inclement weather, and the Steel City is used to having, porous weather as well. But there's just so many stars that need to align just for, that team to actually be contenders in the playoffs here, which is why, we're sitting here thinking, nobody can win the North. Somebody absolutely has to win the North. And here's, the Steelers staring at a 10-win season. So,
yeah.
We're wondering when Tomlin's going to get the hook. Tomlin, with a 10-win season, Tomlin's staying there. So,
yeah.
I've been shitty on Arthur Smith for a while. I think a lot of us have. Arthur Smith called a pretty damn good game on Sunday, in my opinion. He had some pretty good flow there working with the Steel City.
And so the thing is with the Steelers too, Ags, I mean, this I whole thing.
Patriots and Bills for me, dude. Like, as well as Jacksonville playing the way that they are, I think I'm just going to go with what I know, and that's Josh Allen. Okay? Yeah. Like, Josh Allen in playoffs, I think that he's going to be too much of a mess for Jacksonville. But ultimately, man, I think the most complete team right now are the New England Patriots for the AFC.
I have to tell you, though, with Pittsburgh, to where I'm not – I just can't really – I wouldn't advise your clients anything with the Steelers. But
no,
that game on Sunday to go to Detroit, which, look, Detroit, that's a really good football team.
Is Detroit even going to make the playoffs?
I don't not right now. I don't think so. And that's what tells you with the NFC. I mean, look at the teams that aren't going to get in. But I hate to say this, Aaron Rodgers, man, that dude's getting some respect from me. Because you see him talking shit to that dude when he ran out of bounds, and he's like, Rodgers goes to help him up, and the dude didn't want Rodgers to help him up. And he said, what, you don't want my help because you got outrun by a 42-year-old?
I didn't see that. But I mean, Aaron Rodgers has never been shy with the mouth, right? Never been shy to let you know what's going on. He and Phil Rivers, probably the best shit talkers in the world. Although Aaron Rodgers doesn't talk shit to the fans. Aaron Rodgers don't need to talk shit to the fans. DK Metcalf's going to do that for him.
Yeah, he's out two games, too. What a dipshit. Come on, man. He had that Steelers person by the hair, didn't he? God.
God. All right, man. Where do you want to go next? Oh, I'll tell you where we have to go. Man. We got to go to our guy, Ryan Hurricane Hex. You got to wear that burnt. Ask him about that burnt orange suit, everybody. Give him a call and tell him to bring that burnt orange suit into the courtroom when he comes in there. But he's not just a lawyer. He is a personal injury attorney through and through. He's a proud Longhorn through and through. He brings that same fire, pride, and passion into the courtroom with that spiffy burnt orange suit. Ask him about it. He knows what you're going through, and he's going to fight like hell to make it right. All right. If you're injured in a car accident and you got any type of injury at all, just give our guy Ryan a call. 512-938-8929. Again, 512-938-8929. Austin-based, Texas proud, supporting local sports, local businesses, and local families. Friend of the show, fighter for the people. Don't let insurance companies push you around. Let Hurricane Heck blow the case wide open. Call today, 512-938-8929. Again, 512-938-8929. Email Ryan at hechtlawfirm.com. That's Ryan at hechtlawfirm.com. Tell him the crew from TSU sent you.
That's right. And you want to be that guy or that lady that puts that bow on a brand new or pre-owned car, truck, or SUV? Hey, man, I'm going to send you to Covert Bee Cave. They have great bows there, too. On top
I want to be in the commercial. Can I be in the commercial? Can I do the, the bow. Look at your car, honey. Yeah, look at your car.
Drive in the snow. Yeah, you know, be driving out in the snow. They do full video.
There's always a puppy. There's always a new puppy involved.
Always got to be a puppy. Always got to be, or a kid, a little kid. You know, your whole.
Daddy, look, it's a new car.
You're holding your baby.
Get mommy a new car.
Get a brand new car. Now you have two.
Santa brought daddy a car payment.
That's right. That's right.
But it's the least affordable at Covert Bee Cave.
That's right. Covert Bee Cave. They're going to take care of you just like they have taken care of these folks.
I don't have to worry about shopping for mechanics to make sure it's done and done right. I come up here. I'm in. I'm out. They give me a loaner sometimes, and it's hassle-free.
If you have any questions, they'll go ahead and help you out and educate you. They're not just here just to sell you a vehicle. They're here to build a relationship.
They treat you like family, and then they make the experience what you want it to be, not what they want it to be.
Covert, born and raised in Austin.
Where you are always treated like family.
Aiden, thank you, Mr. Dan. Nobody beats a Covert deal. Not now, not ever. Be sure and check them out online at covertbcave.com. Looking for that, man, that AV consultation system. And this is a beautiful time to do it as well. You can get your Christmas movies up. All of that holiday bliss with the New Year's holiday coming up as well. You can watch the Cheez-Its Bowl, college football playoff that night. And then once all that's done, you can turn on Dick Clark or whoever does all that stuff now and watch all of that. The beautiful fireworks happening in New York City and Los Angeles and Dallas, all of these places. Hey, man, you got to do that with your Tom McKay AV consultation system. It's not just the looks, friends. It's the sound. How about some holiday joy from our man?
Hi, this is Tom McKay, owner of Audiovisual Consultations, and all of us at Audiovisual would like to wish you and your family a happy holiday season. This time of year can get a little hectic, so we want to remind you to relax, enjoy the season with your family and friends, and give us a call at 512-255-8678 for all of your home entertainment needs. This is my favorite time of the year. I love the holidays, the music, the decorations, the presents, the whole darn thing. So this year I'm asking all you listeners to help make this a special holiday for everyone. Smiles are contagious and free, so let's give them away like the government gives away your money. Let's high-five strangers on the street. Hold the door for people behind us. Tip your servers more than they've ever been tipped before. Give to a charity, or hell, give to a bunch of charities. If someone does a good job, tell them they did a good job. Pat someone on the butt. Sing in public places just because it feels good. And as always, hug your kids until they beg you to stop. Watch some games with your friends and make love to your wife or your husband. I know there's some women listening too. You can still give us a call at 512-255-8678 if you'd like to get some cool electronics. But more importantly, have a great holiday season and a fucking awesome next year.
There it is, avconsultations.com, 512-255-8678. Something that Tom says right there. Somebody does a good job. I mean, you know, tipping and so forth. I mean, that's totally at your discretion. But if somebody does something that, I mean, and maybe they don't do an exceptional job, just say thank you. You know, that's kind of this holiday time of the year to just kind of be a little appreciative and have a little gratitude, because the folks that are serving us and taking care of us in different forms are extremely stressed, because we can be pain in the asses. Not a pain in the ass is my man, Mike McCall. McCall Custom Homes. If you're looking to add a little value to your home, actually, you're going to add a lot of value to your home. I know that's what I did when my primary bathroom wound up with this amazing shower with glass enclosure, with marble walls. Let me tell you, friends, it is the real deal. And of course, that was done by my friends at McCall Custom Homes. You got the custom homes in there, but of course, you got the renovations part. Looking for a new home? Maybe that's on your list of goals for 2026. They can help you out with that. They've got in-house design consultants that can help you with all of that. But of course, the other part of it is, if you're sitting on equity and you want to add some value to your existing home, depending on the area you're living in, you're probably sitting on a pretty nice, sweet little gold mine. You add value to it, that's going to increase your property values. And if you do want to sell it at some point, you win in the long run. But you got to make that phone call right now. Get that free estimate from Mike, 512-633-9580. Get that call or text in. Be sure and mention Texas Sports Unfiltered. Check out the gallery of projects at McCallCustomHomesATX.com. Look, A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Five-star Google ratings. You're probably going to see one in there from Double R. These guys will take care of you. They treat your home as if it were theirs, because it is. While they're working in there, that is their space, and they'd love to make you a satisfied customer, as they've been doing for the last 40-plus years around Central Texas. It is McCall Custom Homes. Check out the gallery of projects, McCallCustomHomesATX.com, 512-633-9580. Get that free estimate from our man Mike and his great team. As they say, we build value into your home. Great stuff on the Coda text line. Lots of folks are mentioning about Wags. He was talking about the Puppo there. All the best to Bianca and the family there, Wags. Lots of folks. That's the one thing where when you get into conversations with a lot of the holidays can get a little stressful. I heard the guys talking where political conversations come up when you're with family, and it's like, can we not go down that road?
You know what I do? I know it's rude, but it's also rude to talk politics in public. All right. Yeah, so when people start bringing up politics, I just say, hey, I got to get a beer. I just walk away.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah.
I'll be right back. I get a beer.
It's supposed to be a non-stressful time. And I think that's the misconception, I think, with a lot of people, is that most people think that whichever way that you have the political mindset, most people think that you think the same as them. And it's like, well, you know, maybe you don't.
They ask me all the time, are you a Republican or a Democrat? I'm an American. Like, I don't know what to tell you. Like, I'm an American. I don't agree with either party. I just don't. They do some things good, some things well, but they don't do everything right. Neither side does. Both sides are flawed. I'll say that. Both sides are flawed.
And I'll tell you that's what drives
America first, the world second.
That's what drives me crazy.
It's always going to be wherever I'm at. So
yeah, that's what drives me crazy about this day and time, to where it's like, I go to sports for one thing. I love sports. This is our job. We talk about it, but it's like, I don't go there to see political shit.
I got a degree in politics, right? Like I'm not in that field for a reason. I'm in sports for a reason. Like,
yeah.
I don't like being miserable, right? And politics is just, that's what I feel like. I feel like miserable people just sit around and talk about politics.
I know.
And just complain and talk about how shitty the world is. Let's do what the gladiators did. Let's talk about our distractions. All right.
Yeah.
Rome hasn't changed. Rome just moved. Right. Let's talk about gladiator sports.
And it's like in Tom's, commercial right there, where it's like, point out something positive.
Positive. Yeah. Be positive, man. Yeah. Stop looking at all the negative. So many flavors in the world, Rodney, and everybody's choosing to be shitty and salty.
Right? It's the immediate. It's the immediate thing. Like anytime that anything goes wrong, whether you're in the workplace, whatever, well, who did it? Whose fault is it? Fuck that. Figure that out later.
Yeah.
Let's fix whatever and then move forward. It's.
Okay. I guess since we're on culture and off of sports, Wags, or excuse me, hey Adam, the first Avengers Doomsday trailer was released this morning. Saw it. Just says that Steve Rogers is going to return to the, with the Marvel to the MCU. Like, yeah, we kind of figured that, right? So here's the thing, real quick, and allow me to get nerdy, please. I'm going to catch you guys up that haven't exactly been paying attention to Phase 5, all right? The multiverse sucked. It was a bust. It was supposed to be fantastic with Doctor Strange and Spider-Man.
Doctor Strange?
Doctor Strange, yeah. Doctor Strange was, I mean, he wasn't supposed to put the entire MCU on the shoulders, but, you know, with the multiverse happening, you know, Strange is the, you know, the mythical man of madness. Ooh, or whatever.
I thought he went around chasing Strange.
No, that's the other Strange. That's the other Doctor Strange. That's your Doctor Strange. But no, and then Spider-Man with, you know, the multiverse with, you know, all the other three the other two Spider-Mans, it was supposed to be, you know, an iconic phase. Thor's movies were a bust too, so it was just a dog shit of a phase for Marvel, and people stopped going to the theaters to see him. Fantastic Four was a flop, in my opinion. And again, like, it's just very hard. All three of the Fantastic Four movies have had terrible reviews. And this one, I don't know, hopefully they maybe the next movies tie this Fantastic Four together. We'll see. But apparently Dr. Doom's supposed to be in this. Robert Downey Jr. is coming back, and the rumors are that he was never Tony Stark in the first place. So we'll see how it all plays. We'll see how it plays out. But yeah, they kind of missed on the fifth phase. Back to sports, amigo.
Christmas Day games. But I want to play some sound for you. I had this yesterday and I forgot. With Kenny Dillingham, kind of with some college stuff, okay, is catching a lot of shade for some comments that he made. But take a listen to this. This is where college football is right now, to where we're, you know, rosters turn over. So
set this up for me. Kenny Dillingham's catching flack for what we're about to hear.
He's catching some flack for this because obviously he just resigned. He's staying at Arizona State, and it is so imperative, especially us.
Good move for Arizona State.
I think so. That's a guy that
Good continuity. Seems like he's got good motivation. Seems like a player's coach, right? All the kids love playing for him.
Kind of seems like he's doing what we hope Lane Kiffin would do, to where he's kind of taking it to a better place and kind of wants to push his thing out. But again, that contract can change that fast. But he's just kind of talking about right here, what does it take to build a college football program, like with the likes of Texas, with the likes of Georgia, with the Ohio State, these folks that are just amazingly funded. Oh, anyway, that are.
Sorry, yeah, I was there was a Vince Impella passed in a car accident. A founder of Call of Duty, and then also, you know, at the head of Respawn Studios with Battlefield 6, which I worked on as well. Not to make it about me or anything, just showing you like that there was somewhat of a connection there. But yeah, the gaming industry lost a global icon. Sucks. It absolutely sucks. Yeah. And shout out to his family. Rest of course. In peace.
Yeah. So Kenny Dillingham on what it takes to make a rising program in Phoenix, Arizona, go to the next level. And people are like, well, that's not very, I don't like what he's saying. I think I like what he's saying.
So we need to find one of these really rich people in this city to step up and stroke a check, and I'll do everything I can to make you the most famous person in the city, right? That's really what we need. We need one person. We live in Phoenix, Arizona. You're telling me there's not one person who could stroke a $20 million check right now? There is somebody out here who can. There's somebody who can. There's somebody. And like, other people are going to sacrifice to be here. Somebody step up and be that dude to say, holy cow, what completely changed it? This person. There's somebody out there that's going to listen to this, that's going to get it forwarded. It. If you know somebody who can do it, forward this message to somebody. Somebody can step up and completely take this place from the direction it's going to, holy cow. And it's right here in the city.
There it is.
Shoot your shot, coach.
There it is.
Shoot it.
I mean, I'm sorry. That's part of that job
asking the entire city to pay for your roster. Go ahead and shoot your shot.
You are a salesman. You are a salesman, and you just watched Texas Tech do that and put themselves in the college football playoff. Don't be beating that dude up for saying that. That's the college football environment that we're in right now. And that's where.
Okay, all right. Not on Kenny Dillingham. Let's go to the state of college football. Is the state of college football better or worse than where it was 5 years ago?
Worse in the sense.
No shit. This is some weak ass shit.
And this is where,
like, that's if that's the world that we're in, go with it, man. If people we're in a GoFundMe society right now, okay? Yep. Go ahead and get your bag. If that's the way that you got to get your shit, Texas has the resources. Texas just don't need to reach out on the phone and go get the resources, right? We've already had the war chest built up. If that's how you got to get your war chest, and he makes a good, I'll say this about him though, he makes a good point. It is Phoenix. There's some money up in Phoenix, right? And if you really care about your program, go ahead and get some big ass donors up in Phoenix or out in that desert there to kind of bring some talent, like you said, Texas Tech did.
Yeah,
to be out there and grandstanding and asking for dough like that, that's I guess it's the GoFundMe age, right?
I mean, I'm sorry. And with these rosters turning over every year, I mean, look at the Texas roster. We can go through the transfer portal, who's leaving, who's opting out, who's doing all these. That's sad to me that this happens. And this is where I go back to, you know, with the G5 thing, with the G5 in the playoff, give them their own thing. Let them be that they can't compete with this shit. Because let's say that somebody does come in and drops a boatload of millions of dollars on Arizona State and Kenny Dillingham. And I think that this is so calculated and smart because he signs the extension. I'm going to be around. Oh, by the way, come give me a lot of money so I can go buy the best fucking football team we can find.
Right.
And that's sad, but that's the way it works right now. That's the way it works right now.
That is
the and they're state. In the Big 12, Wags. I think that there's a chance right there.
They're in the Big 12. Is that a ploy? Is that a cause anymore? No, that's just – it's the sad state of college football, right?
It's
we're in a GoFundMe state, so.
It really is. It really is. But, I mean, I love the remarks, and I love the candidness, and I love the – that's begging. I mean, shit. I mean, I'll take it. That's a good
coach. If that's where you feel like you have to be at, then I mean, you're doing whatever you. I mean, you're giving yourself a fighter's chance. You know what he's doing. He's looking around. He's seeing the optics, right? He knows he ain't got the biggest bag out there, right? But the programs with the biggest bag are like Texas. Like, how in the hell is Texas Tech doing this? Because they went out and they spent $50 million, or I think it was $50 million, just on their defensive line. Am I wrong? Are those numbers wrong?
Around 20, I think, right?
50 million, I think. I thought it was 50 million just on our D line.
Well, but
hell, I could be all
they need to spend some money on
it. It seemed to work. They seem to have fixed their problems or shore up their problems. Now, do they have depth? We'll see, you know, if teams can stick around after they make a splash in the cash, so to speak. Where do you want to go next? Good little.
Yeah, let's hit them Christmas games.
I didn't hear that before.
Yeah, but. Let's hit those Christmas games you were talking about. NFL full slate. NBA's like, man, why y'all gonna jump in on our holiday?
Santa's bringing some gifts, giving us a doozy of a game. Commanders and Cowboys.
See, you look at that. That's where I wish they could flex this stuff, but I know they can't. But you look at this, and this is where you're thinking at the beginning of the year, oh, man, these are all playoff battles right here because the Commanders, after what they did, the Cowboys are going to be so good. Yeesh. Dak's last game of the year, like Nick Harris said yesterday, go out there, show out, get all the yards you can, then sit your ass down for the finale.
Just because we're kind of on the topic of it, and I know the Cowboys are absolutely out of the playoff picture, and usually MVP's reserved for teams that are competitive. Dak got a fighting chance at all for this? Before you answer, here's my one counter. I guess piggyback to it, right? You take Dak Prescott off the Dallas Cowboys. The Dallas Cowboys might win two games. That's not a knee-jerk reaction. That is my realistic opinion.
Yeah.
That's how vital Dak Prescott is to the Dallas Cowboys. I know Williams was pretty decent in terms of finding, you know, a diamond in the rough for the running attack, especially, you know, procrastinating and waiting as long as they did to find it. They kind of just waited for Williams to fall in their lap. But you remove Dak Prescott from the Dallas Cowboys, and they're a two-win team.
Yeah, and the thing about it is,
they're your team. Do you agree with that or not?
I do. But the balance on the offense has been so good. I saw this yesterday. So Dak Prescott, 4,000.
Is that balance still there without Dak Prescott?
Well, no. But 4,000 passing yards for Dak. 1,000. You mentioned Javonte Williams, 1,000 yards rushing, 1,000 yards receiving for Pickens and Lamb. That's all CD. I mean, that's all Dak. I mean, Dak's the puppet master. So, yes, I think he has a very legitimate.
I mean, it's Matt Stafford's season for sure, right?
It is. And I think that Bo Nix is going to factor in there as well. And maybe even the kid from
Rob calling for May. Rob calling for May right now.
Yeah. It could be. It's going to be one of those guys.
Break the snake.
Yeah. I think Dak may be more comeback player of the year. It may be something like that. But that's like by the way, I mean, what's that worth? That's that green ribbon you get in field day when you're a kid, you know, for running over, jumping over the milk jugs and the stick. You know, it's like, here, participation award.
Never got a green ribbon, man.
Oh, God.
Wait, but, you get ribbons for seventh place?
You get a ribbon for last. It's like, I remember there was one year, like in second grade, all my buddies are getting blue ribbons and red ribbons for second, and I finished last and everything, and I got one green ribbon, and these dudes all had all these ribbons.
I'm participation like, trophy. Participation trophy. Lions and Vikings, oh, my.
Oh man, Lions! You better go out there and you better put the steam on this thing. And they're looking from the outside
so they're trying to kind of limp into the playoffs here with that Lions pride.
And I don't think that JJ. I mean, it's going to take a little bit more for me with the JJ McCarthy thing to be that. Is that the guy? I think Minnesota seriously needs to take a look at the quarterback position, at least in a backup realm.
They got
to
get that offensive line dressed up too.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So. I hope we see an inspired Detroit. I think Detroit takes. I don't have the line.
Detroit favored by six right now.
I don't think they'll win by six, but I think they win by a field goal. To be honest with you, is what I'll take right there. Give me the Lions. That's at Minnesota at US Bank Stadium.
At Vikings.
Yeah. Detroit doesn't cover, but they'll win. Keep those playoff hopes alive.
Yeah. Broncos and Chiefs here. This is a crazy line. 13.5. Remember, no Pat Mahomes. It is the man Minshew.
No, he's hurt too. He tore his ACL.
When did he go down?
Last week. He's got a bum knee too. He's out. I don't know who's playing quarterback. Dawson.
I thought they said injury status. He was actually going to be okay to play.
Oh, well, if I'm him, I'm like, is there somebody else?
I'll double check on that. But yeah, that's because I got Zay Worthy going, and if Zay Worthy ain't got anybody to throw to him, then I gotta send him. I gotta bench him.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Rob. Isn't torn, but he is hurt.
Okay. I thought they were gonna reevaluate that, and he's listed as questionable right now. So
yeah.
All right.
I don't know who the next option is. I'm not that.
That's the thing. I'm gonna have to pull. It's fantasy championships, right? So here's the thing. I'm going up against the guy that has Puka Nacua.
Yeah,
Puka Nacua's hurt.
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah, I don't. I have to try to figure out who the third option is. But Kansas City. I think Kansas City's just gonna ride this thing out and get it over with. Right? I mean, this season can't end quick enough for them to be done.
I don't know if I'm gonna take that spread. That's a huge spread, right? Like 13.5. I'd like to think that the Chiefs find somewhat of a way. Last game in Arrowhead, you know what I mean? Broncos don't exactly win with confidence, in my opinion, most of the time. So I think you know what, I'm gonna pull what you did last match. All right, I'm gonna take Denver to win, but they do not cover here. All right. Yeah. And I will take the under for this.
Holy smoke. You know who the second string quarterback is listed right now as we sit right now? Second string quarterback for the Kansas City Chiefs, our man Shane Buechele.
Hey, how about that? Sugar Shane,
put that dude in there. Put that dude. Chris, what's that dude's name? Chris Oladkum. Would be the starter if for some reason Gardner Minshew can't go. Who? Oh, how the mighty have fallen, my man. Oh, how the mighty have fallen. Reset time with Kansas City. But I'll take Denver to take care of that. Now, Saturday, I mean, this bleeds playoffs to me, Wags. Texans at Chargers, 3:30 on NFL Network. Ooh, that's going to be a good one. That's going to be fun. Chargers need to win.
Status on Nacua looks like he's okay now. This is awful. The guy that I'm going up against, I'm pretty much dead in the water. He's got Nacua, he's got Hurts, he's got Sutton, he's got Pitts, he's got Jacobs, Bowers, Smith and Jigba, AJ Brown, James Cook. I mean, Ashton Jeanty, who kind of had a bad year, but he put something together last week, and he's got Josh Allen. Like, that's
could
that's
be tough.
Yeah, I'm kind of, you know what I mean? But I shouldn't be here anyways, honestly. Like, I'm fighting for the championship. I've been injury riddled, you know, throughout the season. I'm playing on house money. So,
So
we'll see. Hopefully something can happen here. It's fantasy. So here
we go. Bouchel takes over the job from Pat Mahomes with a sterling performance in week 17 or whatever this is. Yeah. Well, and yours.
Hopefully he hooks up with Worthy. So,
yeah. Yeah, absolutely. There you go.
Well, we shall see. Hey, fun little show today, man. Anything else you want to get off the slate?
Last couple of ones, Texans Chargers. That'll be fun. Chargers. Wild card preview, possibly. And then Ravens at Packers. I'm worried about the Packers, dude. They're a little depleted.
Ravens ain't got nothing, man.
But
what is going on? Is there something wrong with Henry, or did he do something? Did Derrick Henry do something to John Harbaugh?
I haven't been able to figure that out all year, especially.
Do you know what I'm talking? Like, even just in this past match that they just had, right? Like, what the hell? Like, Derrick Henry busts off a drive of like 70 some yards and then is able to, you know, to top it off with a touchdown, get himself a tutty. Then they don't go back to him.
Yeah,
they put Ali in for the rest of the game.
Yeah,
so I'm still trying to find a story on that. And then I heard the presser from Harbaugh mentioned something that he's going to put his best players in there. That's going to give him the best opportunities to win. It kind of felt like a backhanded slap to Henry, meaning, you know, he's not reliable and that he turns the ball over. You're telling me that your best running back, who's got over 120. Got over 120 some. No, I'm sorry. Had like 117 or some shit like that. I don't have the stats pulled off right now. But anyways, like, he ran over the century mark, and he is just imposing of your will, especially in later portions of the game, right? When your hands are on your knees or your hands are on your hips and you're just kind of worn down by fatigue. That's when Derrick Henry just absolutely demolishes teams.
He'll gouge a defense. Yeah.
And John Harbaugh refused to even utilize it.
Yeah. I don't understand what's going on with that, because I've noticed that a couple of different times to where you're not going to Derrick Henry, especially when you don't have Lamar Jackson at full tilt, when you're still in playoff contention. I truly think that maybe when this season is done, there may be a little bit with John Harbaugh. It's like, okay, is it time to go a different direction? I'm not saying
I'm with you too. I'm with you too. I think maybe the time. I think John's tenure might change, coming to an end here, right? Like, not so. I think Tomlin, John Harbaugh's gone before Tomlin. I think.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying that they had the Patriots on the ropes, but it felt like things were working, right? And then they just kind of gave the Patriots a win, in my opinion, by not even giving him a tote. He didn't touch the rock one time after that drive, which is just weird.
Yeah, that's got to be something internal there. That's got to be something that we don't know about. But I do think, I've thought for about the last month or so, that the questions are going to pop up and arise about John Harbaugh. I mean, is it time for something? Because they in Buffalo, and Buffalo still has that chance to maybe try to push this thing through and hit that ceiling. But both of those franchises, it's like, God damn, what else do you have to do right here? Kansas City has fallen on their face, and you're both still sitting here. And Kansas City's not going to be a factor, and you may not win a championship when you've been the heir apparent to Kansas City for so long, both of those franchises. So, I don't know. We'll
real quick before we get out of here, did Wag say that he worked on Battlefield 6? I got the game for Christmas. Won't open till a couple of days. Actually, you know, you go to the credits, you'll see me in the credits there. Nice. Worked on Battlefield 6. Worked on Apex Seasons 17 through 21, and then worked on college football 2025, not 26.
That's awesome. So, that's awesome. Wax, yeah, for Jordan, for fun. Before Jordan comes on, man, to all of our TSU family that is a part of this show from 9 to 10 every morning, Merry Christmas. And I think that both of us, we've got folks that we communicate outside of the show with. We hit the Coda text line. But, man, this is family, and this is truly a joy and a blessing to get to do this, man, because we got a really cool job right here, man.
Absolutely. Again, like the show wouldn't be what it is without you guys. Like the way that we interact with each other too. Like Double R and I just had the conversation. You guys make the show. So Merry Christmas to everybody. Happy Hanukkah. We love all y'all, man. It's been a great year, a fun year. And there's you guys, if you need to reach out and give us a call for anything, if you find yourselves on, you know, a little bit of a Debbie Downer of a day, hey man, I ain't doing shit. Go ahead and give me a call. I'll talk to you. I'm just watching football, man.
Yep. Reach out. We're probably going through the same shit ourselves. So, always a good
Thing. Feliz Navidad as well. Hey, when Jordan comes on, can you allow me like 5 minutes to go check on the girl real quick?
Absolutely.
Check on the dog real quick. If that's like, I know you got a meeting, but I just got to check on her real quick.
Yeah, that meeting starts when I get there, Wags.
Hey, that's what I'm talking about. I'll be right back, guys.
Yeah.
Hey, guns. I'll be right back.
Yeah, there he is.